News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Bad Bob.
Well, good morning.
You know what? I can tell that it must be getting cooler because Bad Bob, his colors change from his pastels or wildly colored Hawaiian shirts, which are cool. And now he's getting into those more of the greens and the grays and the darkers. Have you noticed that?
The shirt was closer to the front in the closet, Carl.
I was just trying to say this, that you have a fashion sense, but if you're trying to fight me on it, okay.
My wife would beg differ with that.
7:07 in the morning here on the first day of October. On the first day of October. I'm sure that the rest of October will be different than September, because September has so many strange things in it. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
And it's 59 degrees downtown Reading as we speak, and we've got a 50% chance of showers, mainly before noon, mostly cloudy with a high near 72 today. Overnight, it's going to be about 59 on Friday, sunny with a high near 88. Friday night, about 59. And on Saturday, we have another 20% chance of showers with a high near 76. And the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, the latest in Linda's trip, the mini reunion for the Gold Diggers. She's over in Cambria. And so, first of all, it's like a seven-hour drive. You can't get there easily. You know, yeah. You either go down 101 or 1 or 5 over to 41, 46, 1, 13, 42, hut, Omaha. So she gets down there, and they go into this house that they've rented. You know, and you get all those pictures. It's all, And so it's Hannah through a rental agency. She gets all those pictures. Oh, gosh, it really looks nice. She gets into the house. She goes, really? She says, two of the rooms, maybe. She says, I'm just not sure about this. Well, after they, you know, after they look at it, and I get a phone call last night, 8:00. They are moving houses.
Oh dear!
This house that they had rented, you know, all these photos. It turns out that those photos weren't exactly right.
Not
and
current.
They had, instead of people having their own, having enough of their own rooms, it was supposed to be four bedrooms. It was like you had bunk beds in the rooms, and you know, or futons in the basement stank, and I mean, it was just bad. So they call the rental agent and say, you know what, this is not. Well, you know, Marie, her friend, her girlfriend, who is a very strong person, I could just imagine on the other end of that phone. They end up, they're moving at 8:00 at night. Well, now, Linda's got a GPS, but the girl she's following doesn't have a strong sense of
direction.
So she says, gosh, we've passed this place twice. You know, she's on the phone to me. So anyway, and then I hear him stop, and then I hear him talking, and then off they go. Anyway, she calls back, and she says, oh, this place, it's on the ocean. I mean, it's on the ocean. Four bedrooms, all facing the ocean. She says they made up for it.
Okay.
So, and I said, did they increase the price? No. She said that she wanted, this is the first time we were here, she wanted us all to be happy. So they set them up. Okay. So last night, they made it in. I can just imagine they're probably still talking.
Yeah.
Trying to catch up. You know, I mean, it's kind of like, I don't understand it, how, you know, and I don't know, maybe it is all for all women, but that you can be talking, you can talk to each other on the phone several times a week.
Yeah.
But when you see each other, you still got to talk more.
Well, for sure. That's always things you didn't talk about over the phone.
Well, now, and then this other thing, one lady came in from Greece. So they don't talk to her very much.
There you go.
So we have to catch up with her, too.
Yeah.
So.
I know I have friends in Idaho, and then the difference being that I don't see for weeks on end and talk to on the phone maybe twice a year.
Yeah.
And when we get together, it's like we just saw each other yesterday, and we just talk. And it's like you still are very much in contact, but you don't see him in between. So
it's cool.
Catch up time.
Okay.
All right.
State of the tribe yesterday.
Yes.
You know what? First of all, I want to say this to everybody. People that have disparaging things to say about Wind River, for whatever the reason. Oh, they went to non-smoking. Oh, then they went back to smoking. Well, there's a reason for that. I mean, it's a financial reason. And let's face it. I mean, it's their company. It's their property.
Yes,
and
it is.
If you don't like it, well, then you know what? Don't go. And guess what? People that were so supportive of Wind River when they stopped smoking didn't go to Wind River. The people that smoked didn't go to Wind River. Well, if you got people that don't smoke to go to Wind River and people that smoked that didn't go to Wind River as much, well, guess what? You know, you have a drop in revenue. So you've got to take a look at what's right for your business and your people and all the things they do. And this is one of the things people seem to forget is everything Wind River does, the Red Rancheria does for this community in the North State. Anderson, Shasta Lake, Redding, Weaverville. In this Northern California region, the things they do.
No question that they return a lot to the community. They certainly offer a lot of health programs, things to their own community. But they're a part of this area. Yeah. Huge economy. I was impressed by the numbers that they were talking about just through the payroll. $180 million plus a year.
And those taxes, a lot of those taxes come right back in here.
They turn over in the community.
They churn here.
Exactly. When you have that kind of a payroll and that kind of a return to vendors and what have you, I was impressed by that.
Tracy Edwards, Maria Roscoe, all your everybody was on the tribal council. Everybody, hey, you know what? You need to be told that we appreciate you. It's not because we're looking for money or anything like that. It's just that we, as Carl and Trish and many, many others of us, appreciate what you do for our community and what a great part of our community you are. The other thing, too, is I didn't know, and maybe I should have known because, I mean, it's not like we're not over there, you know, a lot, is that they started the second medical clinic that's opening up to take Medicaid people.
Yes.
That's a huge thing there. That's 6,000 people they're seeing.
Well, and that's everybody in the community. That's not the tribe. That is huge because that is a certain.
Doctors are not taking Medicaid.
And you can't blame the doctors.
No, they're losing money on it.
They're losing money on it.
Absolutely.
So you have to be in a clinic kind of an atmosphere to be able to make that work for the Medicaid patients and to make enough money to run the business.
Talk to doctors right now. Why doctors are getting out of the practice? It's just a. I mean,
they're getting out of private practice.
They're
they
getting hammered. They're getting hammered out there, and then so they're not taking things like Medicare, and they're not taking because Medicare pays low, but they're not taking Medicaid. It's just a matter of time before the state of California is going to force doctors to take it. Okay, you can. Oh, they can't do that. Well,
then they'll leave the state, and that's what they're doing.
And then this, what they'll do is, you will not practice. You will not practice in California unless a percentage of your patients are Medicaid or Medi-Cal.
Yeah. Well, it's
coming.
It is coming. But I can tell you right here in this community because we're, as a matter of fact, we're down to the last time I looked, one pulmonologist in Shasta County.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Well, let me tell you, though.
And this is what happened. This because rate of reimbursement, the cost for these specialties, you're going to look at all of these specialty things, and we're not going to be able to get them. Right now, it takes forever to get an appointment to get in to see some of these specialists because they're just not going to bother doing it. They're going to go into group practices where the overhead
HMOs,
can be shared.
They're going to work for the – you know, right now, Mercy – Mercy is really going out, and they've got a real hiring campaign to bring medical professionals into this area.
Yeah.
I mean, a big campaign.
We've lost so many.
And so then you've got a guy that's just, you know what, he's just getting, you know, a young doctor that still owes $400,000, you know, or $500,000 mm-hmm. for his medical training. He can't buy a house. He can't buy a car because even though he's making $150,000 a year, he's still having to pay off all this stuff.
Yeah.
And so he's the kind of guy that, well, you know what, I'm going to go work over there shorter hours. Somebody else can worry about the paperwork. I'm still going to get paid. You know, I'm going to get paid more, and I don't have all this overhead. Bob?
Do we want the people who are making life and death decisions about our bodies to feel like indentured workers?
No. But on the other hand, you know, and they had a good idea. Just let us write this off as a, like a mortgage.
Uh-huh.
I've got medical school, or I've got law school, or I've got a school to make, you know, to become a physician's assistant or a engineer. Let me write that interest off like I would a house loan.
Gee, what?
Still pay it, but just let me write it off so I can take it off my taxes.
Here's a novel idea. Why don't we give some kind of the same breaks to these people who are going to law school and to physician school, to doc, you know, all the, learning all these great specialties that help our community.
Maybe not law school.
Maybe not law school. Well, we still need to do it.
Yeah, we need a lawyer.
But I mean, the people that are spending that kind of money, was my point about going to, because you have to go to college for a long time to be those things. So you end up with a big debt. How about we treat those with the same kind of bennies that we treat illegal aliens?
We
kind of just let them go to school and have everything, and they don't have to pay anything.
This portion of the show has been brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, speaking of doctors and all this. And Shasta Regional Medical Center obviously has some really great people working there.
They do.
They are in the top 100 hospitals in the nation for 3 years in a row, and their cardiac unit is in the top 50 hospitals in the nation. 70 years in the business, 70 years of doing great work. Why? Because they treat people well. Let's hear a big shout-out for Shasta Regional. We're going to be right back, Trish Clark and myself. Nigel Skeet's going to stop by at 7:30. They have a huge, huge, huge event for the rock star and the rock star, the homeless rock stars and more is happening Tuesday. It's nationwide, and it started right here in Reading. And he's going to come in and talk about it. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:18 in the morning, 59 degrees out there. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read.
Joan Armatrading is coming to Reading for a very special solo evening performance at the Cascade Theater. This diva, known for her passionate guitar and soulful vocals, is on her last large-scale tour, and she's doing it solo. An intimate evening with a powerhouse, Joan Armatrading, at the Cascade, October 22nd. Get tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Great's Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, Pete's coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Great's Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Grace Place is what we are all about, a place of grace.
Take your passion. Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends right down there at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive.
I know about that.
I know. Trish is wearing stuff that Leonard sold her.
Yes, I am. Girl cannot have too many diamonds or too many guns.
There you go. And unfortunately, the diamonds that Linda talks about are far out cost.
Yeah. They're nice.
One little diamond is worth
4,000 or 5,000 if it's right.
Well, I don't know. I mean, she never tells me. I just keep paying for it. And Leonard just keeps smiling at me when I walk through the door.
There you go.
So Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They've got it all. They have it all. And not only that, if they don't have it, you just ask him. And he's going to find it for you. And I'm talking about, you want Christy, remember Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay. Christy Kidd works over at Turtle Bay, and you know all those people are millionaires. So Christy says, hey, I want that six carat ring. So she goes down there, and he says, well, I just don't think that kind of ring's in the country. He said, and then you go, and Christy goes, oh, well, I don't know. And then Leonard goes, oh, give me a minute. And so he makes a phone call, and the next thing you know, there's jets flying in for it. Okay. Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, really. Integrity, honesty, and the only trained watch repair guy in the whole area is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Christy Kipp.
Hello.
Turtle Bay. Big doings down there, Kipp.
Yeah.
What's happening very fast. So we waited 7 years to build a hotel, and now it's happening in 24 hours.
That's right. And they're breaking ground, and then the next thing you know, the Badger is out there erecting fences.
Yes, exactly. He did a great job with the groundbreaking.
Hey, by the way, that's what people said. They were very impressed by that Badger, just, you know, because I've seen him during a couple of the shows. He's just kind of lacking.
Sometimes he
kind of looks around and goes, oh, God, I haven't got, this is not my day to dig.
Exactly. It was on Tuesday, though, and I heard someone behind me saying, only at Turtle Bay. It was great.
Only at Turtle Bay.
Yeah. So, but with all that madness, the fences are going up today and tomorrow for the construction, which is fantastic considering we've waited so long. We're ready. But we also means it's going to close a couple of things. So I wanted to come and say hello and also give a little heads up to everybody that what's going to happen is over the next 2 days, all the fencing is going to start going up. It's going to take over, well, encompass everything that's going to be the hotel. So the visitor center, the parking lot outside the visitor center, the dirt lot out by 44, and part of the fencing cuts into the forest camp. You will still have access to the forest camp. You'll be able to go to the amphitheater, the Parrot Playhouse, the animal, the wildlife woods, and see all the exhibits and everything. But part, and the mill building, that's still open too, but part of the playground is going to be closed off. And that's the swing set, the maze, that sort of thing. We were already planning on upgrading and replacing them all anyway, so it's fine. It's just happening sooner than we thought it would.
Well, people want to get started on this thing.
Exactly. So we're going to give it a little send-off on Sunday. so guests can come. Admission is going to be $5 for everybody, unless you're a member, which it's free always, of course. Which
for
we
everything.
Know.
For everything.
For everything, unless you want to feed the parrot.
And which is a dollar?
A dollar, yep.
That's okay, though. You
yeah.
spill that stuff on your hands, and they just they swarm you.
Right. It's worth that dollar.
That's right.
For sure.
It is. That's right.
But admission will be $5, and everyone can come between 11 and 2. We're going to do some fun, special stuff to kind of send off. You can paint on the maze, leave your mark, you know, because that's going to be taken out. But you'll be able to sign off on it first, kind of like a little yearbook, sort of.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, and then we'll have photo opportunities and things like that. Obviously, the point is you can come play on the playground one last time and say goodbye. And we're also going to have free popsicles and dollar drinks out sold in the forest camp. So,
okay, yeah. This is coming up Sunday.
Sunday. So I know, that's why I had to beg if I can come in this morning, because it's very soon.
You never have to beg, because, you know what?
Thanks.
Again, Turtle Bay is one of those, I mean, it's, to have a community, mm-hmm. you have to have several things. One is a community radio station that actually cares about the community and is located here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Two is a newspaper.
Yep.
A viable newspaper. That whether you agree with them or not, they still put out lots of news and lots of stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Things are going on. Mm-hmm. You have to have a museum.
Yep.
Yep.
And we're happy to fill that one.
You have to have a museum. No, you do. You have to have a museum.
Yeah.
You have, and, you know, I mean, you just mm-hmm. have to have certain things. You have to have theaters, which we have.
Yes.
You have to have, you know, a viable, you know, undercurrent.
The concert venues.
Concerts mm-hmm. and plays and things. So we've got all that.
Yeah.
But we need the museum. And we need the museum to expand.
So correct me if I'm wrong. You said when you're putting up the fences, the visitor center is going to be closed throughout this, or
well,
no?
The visitor center has been closed for a while because we thought we'd start construction earlier. So that's the old entrance.
It's the old,
where you were
the old
coming.
Entrance.
The old entrance. Yeah. So, okay.
That,
so
that's
but not the new end.
Not, right.
not the new
one.
Area.
The cafe,
okay.
the cafe
gotcha.
Still open.
The cafe yep. and that exit. And that's
yep.
what I wanted to
yeah.
be
when they
the
build,
old thing has already been,
yes.
it's
when,
been closed
exactly.
for a while.
Yep.
When they build a hotel, they're going to close that cafe?
No. Ours, after the hotel's open?
Yeah.
No, that's still going to stay open.
Okay.
It hopefully, in theory, the plan is that it's going to expand, actually. So we'll hopefully have better, more on-the-water seating and things like that, and possibly have more food, dependent on what our relationship ends up being with the restaurant. They may
okay.
provide food for it. So it's going to stay open for sure. It just may end up being a little bit better, which is exciting.
Yes, exactly.
So, or offer a little bit more.
But won't take away that venue over on the side by the water and everything. Perfect.
Yeah.
Who's your main contractor out there?
Gifford.
Gifford Construction.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
yeah.
I want to give a shout out to Gifford because they have been involved in some really great projects mm-hmm. here in this community and worked with government, with the nonprofits, with all kinds of things. They're a locally owned company
mm-hmm.
and they this local money it all stays right here in the community, and I'm always pleased when they get the contract to say, I like to keep that money local.
I agree.
Not have it going out of the
and
community.
And they've been, I mean, they've stuck around with us, too. They've been great.
They have, and they're
the
very,
process.
Yes.
We
yeah.
need to give
they
them
do quality
yeah.
work.
Yeah.
Okay, big shout out then to Gifford.
Yeah.
You know, for doing it because they're, well, the other thing, too, is you all selected Gifford.
Yeah.
You could have gone, you could have gone out, well, but
exactly.
still, you could have gone out.
They go through a competitive process,
well,
and they did.
I'm sure they did, but I tell you what, Turtle Bay made a smart move. They
yes,
kept
they
it local. They could have probably gone out of the area and probably might have been a little bit cheaper. But when you get down to it, is that, hey, we're hiring local firms with
yeah.
local people to do the work here.
And we like to do that as much as we can, too.
Yeah.
So it's,
well,
it's,
you do.
And
it's so important. You know, we all try to work this whole thing together,
mm-hmm.
like Carl brought it before, about the local radio station,
yeah.
the local things. And people, they'll do stupid things. They'll do all of that, and then they'll go out of the community to hire the advertising work to do all of it. And you go,
right.
really?
Yeah,
right.
you know, I've
why
seen,
do you
right.
do
I've seen
that? I get,
you see people run for office that they get the printing done in Oregon.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it makes me crazy.
Yep.
And we need to do that. So I always like to say, is there somebody here locally that can do the job and do it well? Then that's where we need to put our
from
money.
From what I understand.
Because that keeps swooping right around in the
exactly.
community.
Exactly. And from what I understand, I don't know the exact number, but I believe the out-of-area contractors are minimal. It's like 5. And
yeah.
things like the elevator, things that we just couldn't
that we just
here.
Don't have here.
Well,
exactly.
And so
everything else
what,
is local.
If you can't do it here mm-hmm. and you look for it, well, then yeah, you have
right.
to do that.
Right.
But if you can get it done locally here, I applaud Turtle Bay and the board of directors, Randall Hempfling and
mm-hmm.
Arch Pugh and everybody out
yeah.
there, and you and all
thanks.
For getting this done.
Even Mike Warren.
Thank you.
Well, Mike, okay, whether you like it or not.
Whether
you like
friend,
it
like
or not,
very much.
Mike Warren
he takes
has
a lot
pushed,
of rap,
oh,
absolutely.
He has
but
pushed.
I mean, I just have to throw that in there.
Good.
He's pushed you through, but I tell you what, he's been here and he's taken the shots.
He
and,
gets
but
right.
he has, he's, you know what? He just, I'm not saying they bounce off him because he cares about it. He cares what people think, you know, and they need some dents, but not like they used to. used to be sucking chest wounds. Now they just hurt.
My office is right next to his, so I hear it a lot, and he definitely takes it to heart. That's for sure. So
wow.
It's good though. He's stuck with this project longer than anyone else.
He has. Shout out to for perseverance. Yeah.
Okay, Mike, it started now. Get it finished, then retire. Hand it over to me. Okay.
I'll let him know.
Christy, thanks a lot. Christy Kidd, who is head of the marketing and the public affairs for Turtle Bay, you do just a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Everybody remember, come out there on Sunday and take advantage of the last night. We've got the rain coming in and out. Sunday looks like a good day. Mm-hmm. Get out there and play ground and leave your mark and kind of see what's going on. It's going to be exciting.
It is. It's going to be great.
I think it is. I think, you know what, that it's good. It's good that we've gotten to this point where, you know, and I'm not going to get into any political things about the, what's going on with the Labor Relations Board or any of those,
We're moving forward with it. Put all that behind
us. You know what you do is you just build it like crazy. Yeah.
Well, and
build it well.
And build it well.
Absolutely. And then the goal now is under budget, ahead of schedule.
Exactly. All right. That's the hope.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Christy.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Any type of firearm you're looking for, long guns, short guns, shooting accessories, gunsmithing, classes on concealed carry and hunter safety. All of this at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Give them a call, 222-8222, and also discounts for veterans at Bastiani Arms.
Kid, join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our community for a great summer season and invite everyone to come enjoy our newly expanded fall beer selection. Take and bake pizzas, daily deli specials under $5, and fresh made breakfast every day. Our family has been part of Shasta County since the 1930s, and we're proud to advertise our local business on local radio. Come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody.
Good 20, morning.
25 minutes till 8 o'clock here on the very first day of October here in 2015. What happened September?
I don't know. We got fall coming up and Halloween and
Thanksgiving,
all kinds of stuff.
Christmas. You know what? It's Christmas already, practically. Have you seen Christmas stuff out already?
I have, and I hate it.
My girls think it's Christmas.
They think, well, everybody thinks it's Christmas with you, Nigel.
They decided to go up to the North Pole and put the name on the list.
Walked into Ace Hardware the other day, and there were Christmas trees, and I just said, no!
I know. Yeah, I wish they would, like, used to wait till at least after Thanksgiving, and then they'd start doing that, and then it was like after October, Halloween, and now July, they got Christmas stuff out. Not a good thing. So we've got this great topic coming up here. Nigel.
There you go. Hey, but this portion of the show is brought to you by the Reading Civic Auditorium. 45 years in Reading here, and you can become a Civic member. And by becoming a member, you'll get a number of great things that will happen. You strengthen the Civic so they can have more and more great shows there. And you can also get tickets early, get special seating, special rates, all of these things. There are several membership levels. But to find out more, check out the ReadingCivic.com or the Civic Box Office. The Reading Civic Auditorium does a lot. Has a lot of things going on there.
Love the Civic.
Love the Civic. Nigel Skeets with us.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
If you don't know who Nigel is and you're saying, is he from around here? Well, he is from around here now. And Nigel is a photographer of just the highest caliber. And used to do, and at one time, and maybe still does, did all the, the guitar gods and the rock stars and down in L.A. and Hollywood and all those.
Mm-hmm.
Moved up here.
Yes.
And got into something else.
Yes.
Tell us about that, Nigel.
I moved up here 5.5 years ago to raise my twin daughters, who are now 5.5 years old. Kind of stayed under the radar for the first 4 years. Opened up a photography studio last July, 2014.
You were under the radar. Nobody.
I was actually a full-time parent.
Yeah. Okay. But I mean,
full-time single parent of twin girls.
I don't remember seeing you until this past year. So it's kind of like one of those things.
I was changing diapers.
Changing.
Two at a time. I got very good at it.
Yeah, twin. Dude, yeah.
Oh, my
twin.
Gosh.
That takes a full-time attention.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was great. But then I opened up a studio, and then one of the first things somebody said to me was to be careful of the homeless problem around here. And up until that point, I'd been in L.A. for 25 years.
You were on the corner of
California and Placer.
Right.
And sure, I saw some people walking by once in a while. But the last gig I had in L.A. was with the L.A. City Attorney's Office and the District Attorney's Office. And one of the things they took on was Skid Row. So to me, that was my reference for the homeless problem.
So we didn't have too big of a problem up here.
Well, up there, down there, it's extremely violent. People are killed every day on Skid Row. Hospitals dump patients on Skid Row when they run out of insurance. You have the drug cartels and the blatant human trafficking and all that kind of stuff. So that was my frame of reference, and not to minimize what people go through up here, but for me that was a problem. So when somebody said up here you got to be careful of the homeless problem, I was like, what problem?
It's kind of like when you move up from a different part of California and they say, we're having traffic problems and all this, and you look around and you go, there's no traffic problems here at all. And then you talk about the homeless problem. We have a homeless problem in the sense that people don't have homes and these things, but you don't have the violence that you have.
In comparison.
We're still violent.
But for us.
For us.
It is.
I said, not to minimize what people
do. No, and that's what you said.
But one of the things I did in L.A. for the city attorney's office was put together some of their trial readiness materials, and one of them was the hidden camera footage for what happens at night on Skid Row. You know, when you see people getting shot and knifed and all that kind of stuff, that's pretty depressing.
Mm. Yes.
So I decided to do something about it. It was, but the irony is that even this time last year, it was just an idea. Like, the only person who knew about my idea this time last year was me and Wendy Zanatelli from United Way. And hadn't even mentioned it. So my idea was to take a few homeless people from around the corner and bring them in the studio and photograph them like I would a rock star and interview them like I would a rock star. That was just my idea. And I was going to do four or five of them. And then I had my open mouth insert foot moment with Silas, the Record Searchlight, on October 15th last year.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about something completely different, and I mentioned just in passing that I had this idea to do that. And then the next day, Jenny called me from Record Searchlight and said, I want to interview you about your homeless project. I'm like, okay. And I've been in L.A., so when somebody calls me from the newspaper saying they want to interview me about my homeless project, I'm like, this has got to be a slow news day. But she interviewed me. And
not up here.
So she interviewed me, and then I had another open mouth insert foot moment when she asked me, said, how many are you going to do? And I said, 50. I'm like, 50. And I saw that word leave my mouth and enter her brain. I'm like, I'm on the hook, you know. And next thing you know, I'm on the front page of the newspaper, full color photos and everything. And celebrity rock star photographer Nigel Skeet is going to photograph 50 homeless people. And it was literally a moment like, what have I done? So
what did you do? Did you do all 50?
Yes, we did. I did.
And I've seen some of these. Okay, now, this was just...
Actually, we're up to about 120 now.
Right. Okay, so you started doing this. Bethany?
Bethany's amazing. She's done hair and makeup ever since the beginning.
And she's from La-Di-Da?
La-Di-Da.
Studios, and she does hair, and they've been, she and her glam squad, or what she, I think she calls them, glam squad, they go in and they do all the makeup and all the hair for all of that.
Are you doing before and after pictures?
No.
Or just
no,
after?
No, just after.
No, because it just struck me that I had to analyze after the fact why it was so successful as it was, right? Because I didn't understand it. Because later after we did our first event and the gallery exhibition, started getting messages from people, some of the first 50 that they'd gotten their life back, they moved back home or whatever, and we started getting messages, that was amazing, feel great. So basically all we did was really instill a sense of self-esteem, self-worth. And
show them what they could be.
Well, you know, it's one
sometimes it's visual to begin with.
Well, we've gotten to that point where we've actually been able to really analyze what it is we do. And the bottom line is this, like, you know, when somebody becomes homeless, they disconnect themselves from the community in basically an artificial manner. That's brick and mortar. But the community disconnects them psychologically and emotionally. Okay? But yet, the community expects them to earn back that connection. Okay? So what we're doing, in a nutshell, at our events is, at that very moment, we are representing the community. And we have the whole process down to a science now. We are representing the community. And at that very moment, we repair that psychological and emotional connection, and the homeless at that moment have the opportunity or the possibility to repair their connection. What happens after that is up to the community members and the homeless themselves. But at that very moment, that's where it is we do. So, but the, just so you know, it's funny how many people have come on board and they love this project, and it's now going nationwide. We're getting press all over the country.
How do people come on board? Kind of give us an idea of what happens with the person. So you interview them, you do the pictures, you have the event.
Well, in some cases, they've turned that's been enough to turn their lives around.
Well, the magic is actually the interview, and we call it interview. And so, what happens is members of the community, specific members of the community, come forth and participate in these events. And they interview the person who's homeless. But the questions have nothing to do with why they're homeless, because that's not something we can relate to. It's a simple inquiry as to who they are as a human being. So the questions are, you know, what's your name? What's your greatest accomplishment? What do you want to be when you grow up? Do you have any interesting talents? What inspires you? It's just a general conversation that you and I completely take for granted, but they never have. What happens at that very moment is the person who's doing the interview gets that transformation, because all of a sudden that person in front of them goes from a nameless, faceless, homeless person to, oh my gosh, that's Stephen, and I've been there too, and I have these things in common with that person. So it sparks this change of who this person is. And that homeless person, for probably for the first time in a long time, feels respected.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that self-esteem coming out. And that, and if everything works right at that very moment, the assignment to the interviewer is to issue that homeless person, if it's right, a challenge, a call to action challenge, to physically follow up with something. It may be to redo their resume, do interview training, or whatever it might be that inspires that person to actually challenge them to do a call to action.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to take a break here. Our guest is Nigel Skeet, who has started his homeless rock star movement. And there's a lot more we're going to talk about because some really big things are happening
yes.
in the next few days. But I want to talk about some of the things that are going on here tonight. Inside the event center at Wind River is the Honored Elders and Princes Dinner. And then tomorrow, the grand entry is at 7 p.m. The Stillwater Powwow begins at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. $3 admission, and it goes from Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, probably over earlier Sunday. For more information, give Maria Orozco a call at 242-4516. The third annual All Girls Inc. Gala, it will be this October 3rd, this Saturday, the Red Lion Hotel. All proceeds support the Girls Incorporated of Northern Sacramento Valley. And you can get tickets there. They do a lot of support for the Shasta and Tehama County girls, ages 6 to 18. Of course, you've got Bark, Wine, and Brew.
Yep,
that's
Haven
going,
Humane.
Haven
they,
Humane
yeah.
is going to be there. You have to call Haven Humane or check out their website to get tickets for that. For Saturday, I don't know if there's any tickets left, but you may want to try it.
And because it's one of their big events of the year and really raises a
it
lot
is.
Of money for that.
It's
and
really
I just
good
want to
for
remind
them.
Everybody, when you come in the door, have your raffle money ready because I'm going to be on the other side of there waiting to sell your raffle
just
ticket.
Just smacking you with it.
That's it. So you're not getting by me. Be prepared.
Veterans and families of veterans, Agent Orange Town Hall meeting will be Saturday, October 3rd also from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Shasta County Veterans Hall. And it's not just for men and women that served in Vietnam, in country. It's for their children and their grandchildren because they now found that insidious agent in Agent Orange, the chemicals in it have now caused birth defects in 2-3 generations away. Wow. You may want to find out about that. What's the other things?
Apple Festival, I want to remind everybody, that because that's a big event that everybody likes always, and the Matt and Apple Festival is this weekend on Saturday, and a lot of the people from out here go up into Matton, and it gives you an opportunity to visit the little wineries and stuff up there as well. So that's a
we also want to thank
outing for this weekend.
Also, the CareNet Banquet, their fundraiser, they've got 6 tickets left. I have 2 of those tickets, and if somebody wants to go to that great banquet they're having, and it's a fundraiser for CareNet, for giving girls and families a choice on having their baby and keeping their baby, helping with adoptions, helping with after the baby's born, all of these questions when you don't seek to terminate your pregnancy. All is at CareNet. And if you're looking for a couple tickets, give us a call because there's only 6 left. And these two are provided by Shelley Gibbs, the director of it. So give us a call at 605-4567 if you want those.
And I'm just going to say, if you're staying home this weekend and you're not going any place, you're not paying attention.
Yeah, don't say there's nothing going on. You can go from now until it's
exactly.
There you go.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm not staying home this weekend.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your delivery. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchard. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard. open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. It's 10 minutes till, okay, now it's 9 minutes till 8 o'clock. It's 59 degrees going up to 77 today. What a beautiful day it's going to be.
Except yeah, maybe okay, a little rain.
A little rain. And maybe that a little bit. That's okay.
Wet the lawns down again. We can use that.
Doesn't help the trucking business at all, but, you know, other things. We're here with Nigel Skeet, who has started the Homeless Rock Stars. And we talked about what brought it up to here and now. But something big is going to happen. That's what we want to talk about.
Yeah. So on Tuesday, October 6th. Is a worldwide release of our Rockstar music video, and that's happening at 9 p.m. on Vivo, online at Vivo, and we're having a corresponding event in L.A. at a nightclub called The Attic, and it's going to be red carpet, and media, and all that kind of stuff, and we're going to unleash the video there around 8 p.m., and okay. There's right now I think the whole place is packed. There's going to be like 250 people there.
Okay, now who did the video now?
So one of my best friends, his name is Shimon Moore. He's a bona fide rock star from used to be in the band Sick Puppies. And he is one of the best frontmen out there, one of the best songwriters. So I approached him in January and asked him to write a song for this project, which he did. It's called Rockstar. The song is freaking amazing. The video is amazing. He actually came up to our event on July 1st, filmed the event, interviewed people, put together this amazing video.
Now, this thing is going nationwide, and so there's a lot of worldwide. There's a bunch of DJs lined up everywhere that are going to be playing this.
Yeah, at 9 p.m., it's basically going worldwide, and we have DJs around the country, around the world, ready to play that song all over the place. We have there's an Apple game app, like a music app, a big-time app that's going to take the song and put it in their app.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
And things like that. We have a company come forward who want to live stream the event. They're going to live stream the event on Tuesday. It's big. But the cool thing is the song is basically being donated to the project. You can't buy the song on iTunes or anything like that. You literally have to text to donate. And
where's the money go?
All the money goes to United Way of Northern California.
Okay.
They're our fiscal aid.
Of Northern California. So that money comes back up here. Worldwide comes up here.
Worldwide comes up here. And the other thing is...
To help people, help homeless, and help other people, too.
Yes.
Right.
So, you know, have a, as far as the money is concerned, I mean, you know, I almost called Jonathan the other day and said, you know, do you have an extra room for me? Because, like, this thing's cost me... Anyway... But hopefully, starting.
It's cost you a lot of money. I mean, and Nigel did this and got it started, and you bankrolled the whole thing.
I have.
It's not like your McConnell Foundation.
No, I've tried very much to not be one of those people who keeps knocking on doors and asking people for money. But
it doesn't hurt.
No, but it's been nerve wracking. I need to come up with another $3,000 today for the LA, for the event in LA, which I'm. Make that happen, but I think all that's going to change start of next week, and the whole idea is to represent this community and to be somebody or be a project that pours into the community. So one of the things we're doing, we have a great crew, so we have a traveling crew now. Okay, so when we do our events, we're going to take nine people from here to wherever we go. So for example, we have a Homeless Rockstars Veterans event lined up in Santa Rosa on Veterans Day. And then we have a youth event in Boulder, Colorado, and we just got a request to come to Fort Lauderdale. So one of the things we're going to do to represent this community is, even though we have a fixed we're going to have a fixed crew of seven, at every event we want to invite two community members to come along with us to represent the community. So and ideally somebody who's already been involved in this project. To some extent. So, for example, you know, either Maria or Nathan from the Civic, or you know, somebody who can represent this community, come with us, represent our community for their counterparts in the cities that we go to, and so that's what we're going to do.
Well, this is just absolutely fabulous, and people don't realize just how big this thing has gotten. It's kind of, you know, it got the initial, you know, splashes in the newspaper, but Nigel's just been kept working. How do people get a hold of you, Nigel?
HomelessRockstars.com.
If you've got some money you'd like to help him with this, I mean, I think it's a great idea. Homeless Rock. I mean, you know, he's not asking, but you know what? It takes some money to do this until all this stuff starts. Until Wednesday, and then once it kicks in, then it can take care of itself. Yeah. And I hope you're going to get reimbursed for this, I hope.
I'm basically looking at everything that I've poured into this as an investment. I'm not going to start, you know.
I know. You know what? First of all, you have to know who Nigel Skeet is. This guy's a nice guy. I mean, he is truly a nice guy who sees things that have to be done and says, you know what, I'm going to use my talent, and my talent is photography, and the people I know to fix something. He doesn't sit there and bitch about it like many of us do. He just goes out and he just starts, you know, we used to talk about, people always talked about leaving and going on their cruises, right? And everybody talked about, oh, yeah, I've got this. Oh, this is going to hold me back. I can do this. This one couple just sat there and they made all these mistakes. And they're, you know, trying to sail. They'd never done it before, blah, blah. And one day they were gone. And guess what? They'd put it together, and they were out cruising the world. Mm-hmm. While everybody else is still stuck there at the dock.
Yeah.
This is Nigel. Nigel saw everything was going on. Nigel just did it. And I love that.
You know, and we talk continually, and we have the conversations about all the things that are wrong in this world. We always want government to fix it, and that isn't how it's going to be fixed. We're going to fix it one community at a time, with one idea at a time, one person that's going to see a problem and solve it.
So as far as the political realm, I actually think the whole homeless the homeless issue straddles both sides of the aisle.
Absolutely.
Sure.
It touches our community in a huge way.
Yeah. And so, you know, either way.
Exactly.
Okay, so there's one last thing I want to talk about. You know, we did a fundraiser the other day for, and you could play it.
Poker.
It was the poker game down at Wind River. And they guaranteed $2,000 to your favorite charity and all this. Well, I was in it. I was at the same table Nigel was at. Well, what they did was they put a bounty on me and Pete Stiglitz. The first ones to put us out got four. They got a package for four to go golfing at the River Tuolumne course with cart. Well, playing it exactly right with my pocket aces and seeing a pair of tens out there on the board meant that I went all in. Because I had it. Because I was playing against Nigel, and I'd seen Nigel been betting the whole morning, kind of weird. And then Nigel called me. Nigel had two tens also. So he had four tens to my two pair.
Yeah.
I just picked up my chips, handed it to him, saluted, shook his hand, everybody cheering as I walked out. I didn't even get breakfast. That's how short a time it was. I didn't even get breakfast before I walked out. So this is what Nigel did.
He had two pairs as well, but they all matched.
Yeah, they all matched. He came in today and said, I don't play golf. And he gave me the, you know what? You are just a good guy. Buddy.
I think you should auction that off for $3,000 right now.
For $3,000. For the first person, I tell you what, the first person with $3,000 can have
you
this.
You can have that. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Okay. Go to homelessrockstars.com.
Yep.
And see, you know what? There's places there you can donate.
We unleash on Tuesday night.
And unleash on Tuesday. We want to talk about, now you're going to be down there though. Maybe we can get you a call in or something.
Yeah. Got it.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay,
Nigel Skeet. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Hurricane Joaquin is gaining power as it barrels toward the central Bahamas today. National Hurricane Center Director Richard Abbs says Americans in Joaquin's possible strike zone should keep one eye on the storm.
And the good news is that for folks along the East Coast, there's still time to prepare for the possible impacts of Joaquin, but do it carefully because there's some bad weather in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast over the next few days. Heavy rains that could be exacerbated if Joaquin does in fact come ashore later this week.
Forecasters say Joaquin is likely to grow into an even more powerful storm before it hits the U.S. mainland. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the Russian airstrikes in Syria appear to have targeted areas that do not include Islamic State fighters. Meanwhile, the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says nobody should take America's word for what Russian warplanes are doing in Syria.
Everything was said by the Russian Minister of Defense. Don't listen to Pentagon about the Russian strikes.
Carter made his comments yesterday at the Pentagon. He also expressed disappointment that the Russians did not use formal channels to provide the U.S. with advance notice of its airstrikes. Spending on U.S. construction projects rose in August to the highest point in more than 7 years.
The Commerce Department says there was a 0.7% increase in construction spending in August. That follows a 0.4% advance the month before. Construction activity went up to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $1.09 trillion, the highest level since May 2000. The gains were paced by increases of 1.3% in home building and 0.5% in government construction projects.
As correspondent Jeremy House reporting, there's been an increase in applications for unemployment benefits. The Labor Department says weekly applications for jobless aid rose by 10,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 277,000. The less volatile four-week average declined to 270,750. More of these stories from townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The budget process begins anew now that the House and Senate have averted a government shutdown.
The crisis was averted when both the Senate and then the House passed a short-term funding bill. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says now it's time to return to what is known as regular order.
Our colleagues will have that opportunity this week when we turn back to the regular appropriations process.
And that means lawmakers will have to approve appropriations bills for each and every government agency. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid says he agrees with Senator McConnell on that score.
I welcome Senator McConnell to the table. We should have started this process months ago.
Negotiators have until December 11th when the new funding bill expires. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
A California woman badly burned by an exploding electronic cigarette has been awarded nearly $2 million by a jury. The lawsuit says Jennifer Reese of Corona was burned by her Vapsig's e-cigarette charger in a car when she plugged it in. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Stocks been mostly higher in early trading after a booming session yesterday for the Dow. It was up 236 points and opened up at 16,284. World stocks were higher after Chinese manufacturing index improved and buying appetite strengthened after substantial falls in stock prices on the international markets. Iran says the number of its citizens who died in the Hajj stampede in Saudi Arabia last week has reached 464.
The Iranians say they've been doing their research on the ground in Saudi visiting hospitals, and that this is how they arrived at a much higher figure for the number of their citizens believed to have been killed. Saudi Arabia has not yet commented on the Iranian statement, but Tehran has been bitterly critical of how the authorities there have handled the aftermath of the disaster.
That is BBC's Alan Johnston reporting. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's going to be open line. Open line Thursday with Trish.
Thursday.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, get ready. Start dialing right now. Just say, okay, I don't like what she says.
No, no, it's Carl you want to argue with.
You want to argue with me because I'm going to go bleeding liberal today.
Oh.
I am. I'm going to go bleeding liberal today.
Oh, no.
And some people will say, oh, yeah, it's not going to be. Anyway, hey, welcome to the show. We're here with Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Linda is in someplace on the coast of California.
In a beautiful home on the ocean.
On the ocean that they had to change into because the other one was smelled that they had rented.
Yes.
So I guess they were taking care of them over there. So it's 8:06 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at kcnr1460.com. And Trish has got the weather.
It's 59 degrees, and it's going to get up to a high of 72 today. 50% chance of showers, mainly before noon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 59. On Friday, we're going to get up to about 88, low of 59. And on Saturday, we're looking for about 76. So,
wow.
It's really nice temperatures for the first day of October. Shasta Gas Propane brings us the weather. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally owned and operated, veteran owned. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Yeah, okay. A lot of things going on. First of all, we'd like to do a big shout out to Norma Comet. All right.
The muffins are great, Norma.
Norma, I saw yesterday at the State of the Tribe.
Yes.
And she says, I haven't brought you guys any muffins or cookies. I said, yeah, I know. I know Norma. It's been noticed that the whole staff has threatened to quit three times.
Yeah.
Because
where's
Norma? They
said, she said you shamed her into it, actually.
And, well, you know what? Shame works. You know what? I just said, no, I just sat there and kind of got that look on my face.
Yeah.
And said, you know,
puppy dog look.
Yeah, if you don't have to. It's worked. It's worked throughout my whole life. It still works. It's nice to know that that look, you can still put that work, that look out. And then she goes, oh, you know what? And so what she did was she must have gone home right then.
Yeah. Baked them last night.
She baked them last night. And then Trish brings them in today. And Bob is eating 12. And so they must be pretty good. Okay, Bob's eating two. All right.
One,
but you've got the other one sitting
you
there ready
two.
To go. I ate two. You know what? I wasn't going to eat any because, you know, I'm trying to be really, really, you know, healthy and eating the stuff that's healthy. You know, like last night.
Moderation.
Smoked salmon, salads and all this. And here comes Norma with those. And I went,
woo! It was all in moderation. See, you just kind of eat a salad for lunch today and you're good to go.
All right. Okay. So, you know what? We've got a lot of things to talk about. You know, let's talk about, we talked about the State of the Tribe. That was pretty cool.
Okay.
The fact they're opening up that medical facility for Medicaid people, and, I mean, they're paying for it for themselves. Of course, they'll get the payments from Medicaid, but You know, that's 6,000 people that aren't going to have to go to the walk-in clinics, the emergency rooms, and other places.
Yeah.
Yes. And so if nothing, and that's just to start, 6,000.
And they're doing that in cooperation with with another business, working together. That's cool. I was very pleased to hear that.
Hey, okay. I'm loving this. Two stories in the Record Searchlight. Oh, by the way, I met the new editorial writer. The lady is retiring, and his name is Tom Sellers, and his first editorial is going to be Sunday.
Tom Sellers, local?
He used to work at the Record Searchlight, and I think he left for a while, and he's come back.
Okay.
So, anyway, I saw Silas Lyons yesterday, and of course, Bruce Ross, who represents Dally, because all the politicians were there.
Not all of them, but some of them were.
Well, I mean, a lot of them were.
Yeah, they were.
They represented their cities and areas and organizations. Yeah. Record Searchlight, two stories. Above the fold, below the fold. The one above the fold says, and let me get the exact reading of what it says, because it's kind of cool. Study, drugged driving on the rise. Drug driving. We're not talking drunk. We're talking drugged. Marijuana and pills.
There you go.
They're doing studies on it. Okay, that's the headline. Below the fold, down on the headline, is parties to mark start of Oregon pot sales. I mean, when you think about it, is that a perfect front page?
Yeah.
And, of course, then it also has something about homeless pitching aid to clean up, and then state buying wildlife area to be able to do fixed parking or whatever it is. But here you've got two articles. One that's showing a study, and it needs more study, is that 40% of the fatal wrecks in the study, and I think it was out of Michigan, shows that
prescription drugs,
or marijuana was the cause of the wreck. Nearly 40% of the victims who were tested had drugs in their system, with about one-third testing positive for marijuana.
There you go.
And so, but they said they need more study because they can't tell how much with THC and all this other stuff. But
while they're studying, they're going to continue to legalize it in many more states.
Discounts on pot, free food for folks with the munchies, and live music will usher in the historic day for Oregon for marijuana advocates across the country on Thursday, as recreational sales of the drug that is still illegal under federal law begin in the state. Now, Think about this. Think the governor of Colorado says, I'm more than happy to come to speak to your legislators about the problems that we've had with this.
Yes.
And they have had problems.
Yeah. Well, I think the problem is that nobody is using any common sense when we're talking about this. I don't care what your mind is altered with, whether it's marijuana or prescription drugs or alcohol. Or heroin, it really doesn't make any difference if, in fact, your reflexes and your mind is altered from taking something foreign to your body. And when you legalize something and say it's okay, I think about not only the driving issues, but how about the people who are operating heavy equipment and the people that are working in your facilities, and they're on a legal drug?
Well, no, they can't. You know what? You can tell people. They can't, you know, they cannot use certain drugs. You can say, I don't care. If you need marijuana to do this job, then you can't have the job.
And can you legally do that?
Yeah, of course it is, because it has to do, because guess what? Marijuana is still a federal illegal drug.
But it's legal in the state of Colorado, and now it's legal in the state of Oregon.
You can say, but you can say this, I'm a driver. Well, fine, but you can't use prescription drugs when you're driving. And you can't have them in your system.
What about in their off time? What about in their spare time?
You can't have them in your
system weekends
when you're driving.
But then you can't use it at all, because marijuana stays in your system for how long?
30 days.
Well, there you go.
At least that's what we used to tell our Marines when they go.
So all of these people.
This one of them said, well, I haven't, sir, I smoked it on leave, but it was like 3 weeks ago. Guess what, buddy? It's still in your system. And that means that you smoked it. It doesn't make any difference when you smoked it. You smoked it, and it's against the rules.
Well, but here, I mean, let's go right down the line with that then. So all of these people, and we know that we have many on medical marijuana, basically are unemployable in a lot of areas.
I think so. I think they are.
Well, I think they are. I mean, certainly if I have a business and I have an alternative.
We have a very strong anti-drug policy right here at KCNR 1460. And if I ever hold a drug test, which we haven't in 6 years, but if I ever did.
And they know that they can be popped at any minute.
You know what? I'm not, you know what? I look at it like this. If Bob screws up the production somehow because he's on marijuana, then he understands that he could be fired. That's the policy.
Yeah.
But he's not going to kill anybody by doing that.
Yeah.
If he's driving a truck.
And you're just using Bob as an example. You're Bob, not trying to put Bob out the airways that Bob
oh, no,
user.
No. Oh, no, no. Bob is.
And we all know
if,
Bob Lush.
Just the opposite.
I'm just saying.
No, Bob's just the opposite. This man is so totally squeaky.
Thank you
clean.
For saying.
No, you are. You are. You know exactly what I'm talking about. But
no man
using,
likes to be thought of as completely harmless.
No, I didn't say completely harmless because you are a ladies' man. We all know that. We know that. You have people from all over the world going after you, buddy. I'm just saying it's for drugs. So. Bottom line is, though, if Bob screws up because he's on drugs, nobody's going to die.
Yeah, exactly.
My driver is on drugs and he screws up. He could kill a bunch of people.
Exactly.
I'm just absolutely ruthless with that one. And they get tested all the time. They get tested before they come in. They get tested during the month. They get all the time for anything. And for anything. And any instance of it is instant dismissal. Everybody knows that.
The issue is, and you if you've been around people and you try to deal with them, the effects of marijuana or any drug, I don't care what it is, you cannot be your best and do your best job. You don't focus.
I don't care what
don't,
the drug is.
I don't care.
Alcohol.
Alcohol.
Prescription.
Prescription medications. Too much decongestant can make you squirrely.
Too much coffee.
Yes.
Obviously. I can do this. Okay, hey, look. You know, there's one thing. You know, when Linda leaves, I toss and turn. Elk Killer sits there and looks at me. She's laying on the floor. It doesn't really bother her. The one thing that saves me, of course, is
the sleep number bed.
My sleep number bed. I changed my sleep number setting to 50, and then I go to sleep.
Yeah.
So and right now, sleep number with the new Sleep IQ technology, which even helps you sleep better. They're having a big sale. The big sale is that you can come in and discover the Sleep Number bed with the Sleep IQ technology starting at under $1,100. That's right. It's under $1,100. It's $1,099.98. But it's under $1,100. But here's your chance to see what Trish has been saying for years.
I've had my bed over 10 years, and you just don't sleep better than you do with the Sleep Number bed.
You know, the fact is that you can get it. You can go down there to the Target Shopping Center, hop on a bed, have Brian or Janice show you how well you can sleep. And they've got kids' beds with the Sleep IQ technology, which enables you to help them sleep better because, gosh, you know, you want them to be fully rested when they go to school, obviously. So, you know, Sleep Number rated number one in the country by Consumer Reports in the industry. It's made in America. It's guaranteed. You know what? Why not spend some money, the less than you would a latte, you know, every day, a lot less than you would for a latte every day, to have a bed that's going to be perfect.
And you can adjust it as your mood, as your physical exertion, as you change and do something different.
Absolutely.
You can't buy another bed like that.
Can't buy another bed like that. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break. It's 8:18 in the morning here on the very first of October. It's going to be a cooler day at 77, maybe a chance of rain here.
That'd be great.
And we'll be right back.
You see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the Love Shack, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlanta Highway.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202-226-8439. That's 226-8439.
For 24 years, we have celebrated, and now it's time for the 25th Red Inacria Stillwater Powwow, October 2nd through 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Experience dancers, drummers, hand games, drum contests, as well as the history of our land. Proudly sponsored by the Red Inacria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The 25th Annual Red Inacria Stillwater Powwow 2015, October 2nd through 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our community for a great summer season and invite everyone to come enjoy our newly expanded fall beer selection. Take and bake pizzas, daily deli specials under $5, and fresh made breakfast every day. Our family has been part of Shasta County since the 1930s, and we're proud to advertise our local business on local radio. Come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have. Even if you have already chosen another chapel service, that's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you. Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Monica Lewinson is my queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah. She is always in my corner, right there when I wanna. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm prepared? Who will make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh.
The song's called Cheerleader, and it was on a list of popular wedding songs, so I'm trying to branch out a little bit. It's got a nice beat to it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Yeah. Sounding good.
Talking about your loved one. Linda's gone. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm back here with Trish Clark. It's 8:18 in the morning here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. You know, Martin and Alliance Heating and Air was like best in the North State. And there's a reason for that, because he's so good. And his people are so good. They take care of business. They take care of everybody that what, you know, for either heating or cooling needs. And now it's in between, right? It's in between. Get him out there now to make sure your filters are cleaned up after the summer. Make sure everything's working on your heating system. So when you kick it in that first time, it doesn't smell like you've set on the house on fire by accident somehow. Alliance Heating and Air, give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business. I love it.
I do, too.
Okay, Red keeps on talking about, hey, I appreciate the drug discussions that are going on, but I don't understand what any of this has to do with putting an ice rink and a hockey team in. He wants to put Red wants to have the Civic Auditorium install an ice rink underneath, like underneath the floors there, so people could have hockey games and they could have like skating events and all these things. And I'm not sure. I don't think that's going to happen, Red.
I don't think.
You know what's got a better chance of happening? Time has come for 51.
How about somebody putting up this is just boy right out of the midair. But how about like a steel building someplace on a big piece of property and make a skating rink out of it?
Well, you got Viking. You got that skating rink there.
There you go.
You've got that
over
there.
Not big enough for a hockey game, is it?
He wants an ice rink, though.
I know. He wants a big one.
He wants a
Olympic-level ice rink, I'm sure. Well, knowing Red. Red thinks big.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Well, then he needs to get out and do something marvelous to make that happen.
Okay, here's what I want to talk about.
Okay.
Start with GoFundMe and take it from there.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, people are talking about GoFundMe. Okay, GoFundMe. One of our listeners has said, I don't like GoFundMe where people want other strangers to go fund them. And I thought, well, why not? If you've got an idea
and
you throw
it
out there and people all the United States or the world say, you know what, I'd like to support that.
How about giving them an opportunity to invest with a return?
And they send $10 or $5 or $15
Indiegogo and outfits like that. A lot of small startup tech companies and artists have managed to get funding, and some small tech companies that couldn't get a venture capitalist have actually successfully brought products to market this way.
There you go.
Yeah.
And why not have a startup company that you think has got a good idea? And I mean, I understand what she's saying is that, gosh, now we're helping other people. But this is where technology has changed the game so dramatically. I mean, I'm sitting there. I have a new Apple 6 phone. 6S.
You got the 6S.
I got the 6, but not the 6SP, which is the big one. I don't have the big one because, frankly, if you carry it in your pocket, you can't carry it in your pocket.
Okay, yeah.
You know, I can understand if you have a MERS like Bob does. Bob carries a MERS. And you can put a MERS, you know, a man's purse.
Okay, yeah, gotcha.
Now, of course, Bob keeps guns in it, too, but so I'm not going to... And he keeps spare ammo in there and a grenade to break contact. So I find that interesting. But see, it's really too big for me to carry around like that, unless you put it on like a little belt thing.
But the phones themselves do the same thing.
Oh, my gosh. It's, you know what? I'm sitting in my hand is all the knowledge in the world on there, and I can't take a good selfie. You know? I can't. I mean, I can read about making a nuclear. I can do brain surgery. Just get this, turn it on. Said, well, I stayed at the Holiday Inn last night, and I'm going to do brain surgery today. But look, it shows me a video right here. I kind of bore into right there, but it says, but now it helps you.
Yeah.
It's got 3D. It's got this 3D technology is what they call it. So you hit it with your thumb if you hit it just right, and it pops out this little screen that says, take photo, take slow mo, take selfie. So then you just hold it up, or you hit take selfie. But you still
can't take selfies.
You still have to push the button. How come you can't, Bob? Why can't you push the screen anywhere on the screen and let it take your picture?
On a lot of screens there is the shutter release on the screen rather than
on
the phone itself.
Not on the Apple 6.
I know it's on Droids. Telling Siri to do it? Can you tell Siri to take a photo?
Take my photo.
I believe that you might be able to say, although your lips would still be moving when the shutter pops, so that would look
okay. This is the kind of photo they take, and I want to get off this. I want to get into Syria, but here's what it does: you take a photo, and it's 3 seconds live.
Yes.
In other words, you take the photo and you send it to somebody, and when they open it up, there'll be movement on this, like the person turning their face or the server walking behind you. I mean, it's got 3 seconds of live action there. Isn't that strange?
Yeah.
I don't know what you know.
Okay, moving on.
Moving right on. Well, we're going to have to take a break in a second, but let's go to 100,000 New Yorkers lost their health care insurance thanks to Obamacare. You know what? And they're saying now is that Democrats are trying to find some way of walking Obamacare back because the costs are getting out of control. People are losing their health insurance. The emergency rooms are still being overrun. Doctors are being overrun with patients. There's not enough doctors and not enough PAs and all this. Obamacare's time has not come yet. There are some things about Obamacare that need to stay, frankly. I think, you know, I like the idea. You can't be disqualified for pre-existing conditions.
Okay, but here's the deal. We did not need to destroy.
No, we didn't.
The whole medical coverage in the United States that wasn't broken. There were some things that needed fixed. We needed some tort reform. We needed some pre-existing condition coverage. We needed to be able to buy insurance across state lines so that there could be competition.
Yes.
We did not need to destroy the best medical system in the world.
Yep.
We had great doctors.
We needed to change it and tweak it. Not change it, but tweak it some to get these things done.
But we destroyed it. We destroyed it.
But you know what? How many years have we been trying to get these things done?
Well, I don't know.
And they've never gotten anywhere.
Because we have elected people, we have sent them back there, we got the House based on an all-out, we need to get rid of Obamacare. Did they use the power of the purse strings? Absolutely not.
Did they just pass another continuing resolution?
Did they? Oh, yes, they did. Oh, my God, we cannot have a government shut down. So here we go. House approves bill to avert shutdown. Like, that's the end of the world. It's simply not.
Well, Doug LaMalfa's going to be on tomorrow morning. We'll say, Doug, why'd you vote for that?
Well, because, you know, we just can't. Because we got the election, people don't want them to get along.
Okay,
here we go again.
We got to take a break, but here's the last comment here is the biggest challenge is, and this is by Philip Smith, the biggest challenge is to come up a real reason why you're taking a selfie. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. This is KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. It's 8:30 in the morning here on the 1st of October.
Let me take a selfie.
Just around the corner. And if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
From simple line-drawn cartoons to 3D modeling used in today's movies, explore the entertaining worlds of animation at Get Animated, only at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Do you love Steamboat Willie or Toothless the Dragon? Learn the stories behind some of your favorite animated characters. Take a photo with Po the Panda, or try your hand at animation techniques used by Disney, DreamWorks, Sony, and more. Get Animated is presented by Redding Kia Subaru. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, good morning.
Because it's Thursday and we love Thursday.
59 degrees, probably 60 degrees, going up to 77. The low tonight, 58. It looks like maybe a little rain today. The rest of the week's going to be kind of like that, thanks to the weather reports, always thanks to Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Oh, man, man's last stronghold. It's the cheers of barbershops. You may be tired of hearing that, but let me tell you.
Oh, hey, Carl got in there in the last week or so, because I can tell.
Well, I did, but it took me three times, and then finally on Friday I had to wait for an hour. They were closing the shop. They still had a full boat in there closing the shop, and people were coming in. Oh, can I get in? And, well, no. And the reason is that the day before, D.C., I didn't get home until like 7 o'clock because he kept letting people come in.
Yeah.
And they take their time. You don't get this little, get out. This is like, just they shave around your neck, shave around your ears. I mean, this is just so good. I mean, it just feels so good. Discounts for seniors and veterans in there. Ah.
You know, there's another beauty shop going in next door. You know that.
Well, La-di-da.
Yeah.
Is,
you know. We need
no, Lottie Dodd's been there.
Need another barber shop. You know?
He needs to get another barber in there.
Yeah.
Of course, then if he gets another barber, then you can't put any more people in there. He's going to have to. You know what? They need to move. They need to move to a bigger
Open
place.
A branch office.
A branch office of Cypress Square Barbershop Part Due. You know, like that. Part Due. All right. Anyway, it's a great place. Hey, you know what? Also, Millie and Kathy's down the street,
Classy Cafe.
You know what? You got to do that. You got to go down. There's going to be a big fundraiser here in January. I'm just hearing on the chat room for the Classy Cafe January 16th or something like that to help. You know, they need to renovate and all that stuff down there. So we want to have a fundraiser to help them because they've done so much for our veterans community. Our veterans and everybody need to come out because they support it all. They support not just veterans but all different aspects of our community. Millie and Kathy do down there. They're great. They're sisters. You get a hug when you walk in. You get great food. And they have this big German feed at the end of the month that Bob goes in there and comes out. He comes out singing, you know, singing the horse whistle.
The German food.
He comes out singing the horse whistle like this. And go, Germany.
So what did you have at the last one, Bob?
I had the Sauerbraten and, I had the Schweinbraten and Brenda had the Sauerbraten.
What's a Schweinbraten and what's a Sauerbraten?
Both of them are either pork or beef that is marinated for like days before being braised in a gravy, and it's just
they're pretty
served up with
good.
A potato pancake. Right.
Is it time? Okay, let's turn serious here.
Okay,
let's talk Syria.
All right, let's do.
I am so appalled at the Obama administration at this point. I mean, I get appalled at other things they do, but this one could lead to war. And not that we're not in a war already in various spots around the world, but I mean this can. Syria, of course, Russia and Putin completely outmaneuvered Obama at the UN by, you know, when they came in there and said, we have a military and we have an alliance with Iran, Syria, Russia, and Iraq to share intel and military information. Well, that right there, Iraq, going into this, has just cut out the legs of the military and our State Department because we share information with the Iraqis to go after ISIS. Guess what? That then turns and goes straight to the Russians. No. So that's got to stop. The military is in turmoil right now because they don't know what to do. The Russians have come in. They have presented a letter, and the guy was nice about it from everything I heard, to the Americans that said, ground your planes. Don't fly in this area. We're flying it now. Well, the three-star general said essentially stuff this one up your butt. And he said, we're flying anywhere we want. So now we've got a possibility of jets, American jets, flying in the same areas as the Russian jets who are running operations, not necessarily hitting ISIL. That's the problem. They're looking at the targets they're hitting, and it's the Assad's enemies. The ones that we're supporting, the Syrians, free fighters, are getting hit by the Russians. There's no ISIL guys being hit. So meanwhile, there was like three different groups of people in the administration were making three different types of comments. The military saying just what exactly are we supposed to do here. And so instead of trying to get this clear, which hopefully that Obama will today about, you know, what's going on. I mean, Putin completely outmaneuvered him, got this thing going. They're going after ISIL because here's what Putin says. I'm going to fight them there instead of my own country. He just said it out loud, what our foreign policy has been for 50 years. We're going to fight them there instead of our own country.
But you're saying that he's fighting the people we're supporting.
Well, that's the other part.
Well, here's what
he's keeping Assad in power. He says we don't keep Assad in power, we're going to have this. We're going to have what happened in Libya. And frankly, after we took out Gaddafi and we're beating our chest about that, who runs Libya? Nobody. It's warlords. They're fighting it out. It's like Afghanistan. And so he's saying you keep Assad in power and you've got at least somebody that can run the country. And whether you like it or not, but that's who they're supporting. And who are we supporting? We can't even figure out who to support because we're too stupid. Because our State Department under Hillary Clinton completely screwed the pooch on this one under Obama, lost us Iraq after we had won. And now we're in this mess that we've got jets flying in the same place that the Russians are. If you don't think this is close or tantamount to having the Russians and the Americans shooting at each other, you hope that's not going to happen. But what happens when the Americans say, stop bombing these targets?
Well, nobody's listening. In case you haven't noticed, we've got 6 years of this guy, six and a half, of the Obama administration. We have no respect throughout the United States. Nobody cares what we say or think anymore. Nobody respects us. He can say anything he wants to because they're just going to laugh him right out of the room. And he's going to come back and make statements like he solved the problem just recently with China. He said, I told him they just can't be doing that.
Well.
Think we care?
And now you've got the Iranians linked with the Russians at the same time. We just gave them $150 billion dollars
Syria,
for this.
Syria, Iran, Iraq, and Russia.
So what is
wrong with that picture?
And so what are we spending our time with the military on? Getting them stronger, getting them outfitted again,
getting them blown apart?
No. What we're trying to do is make them politically correct and diverse. The Secretary of the Navy should be asked to step down for his statements on the Marine Corps. On saying that the Marine Corps lied, and that's exactly what he said after a nine-month study. Oh, they went in there with a preconceived notion. I don't believe them. We are not going to ask for any type of exemption. Of course women can be in the infantry. Of course they can be in the infantry. This guy is a wuss at the very best, a political hack, and deserves to resign. He deserves to be fired, but they won't do that because Obama seems to want to dismember the military in the name of political diversity instead of looking who we're fighting. Look at the Russians. Do you think they have women in their infantry? No.
But you seem to be surprised by all of this when this man has been very clear from the very beginning that he did not believe that the United States was special. He's not proud of his country. He doesn't think we have any right to be in control of other people's business. And he's set around for 6.5 years to destroy the United States. He's coming close, and he's got another year and a half to go.
Well, I think
pretty scary.
Here's what I really think. I think our elected representatives need to take the power away from him. And how do you do that? You defund things. And you start
doing a continuing resolution, which they just did again.
They just did it again. And, well, Boehner says, we'll never shut it down under my watch. Well, guess what, Boehner, you're gone.
Yeah, and who are they going to replace him with? Do they have the guts to come in and replace him with somebody that is not part of the Washington cartel, that's controlling everything, that doesn't care what we the people think?
Well, I think right now we are close to having, you know, a lot of you know what, frankly, the chickens are coming home to roost from all the eggs that Obama laid in the last 6 years.
Well, I hope it happens sooner rather than later.
The Middle East could lead to an expansion of war that we don't want to see. It's going to, you know, the Cold War that was gone, the Cold War that Reagan ended.
It's right back in our face and worse.
It's in our faces. We've backed off. You remember what? If you remember what Obama said to Putin, he says, if I win the election, I'll have more room to negotiate. Well, this is Putin's idea of negotiating. He goes into the Ukraine. And then when we said, you can't do that, what did he say? Oh, yeah, I can.
Watch me.
He just laughed. He laughed at him, and they published some pictures of him with his shirt off, you know, wrestling a bear.
Carl, go from what you just said, Ronald Reagan, tear down that wall, to Obama and his lines in the sand, and he just keeps backing up, and they keep just walking right over that red line, and every country now, they don't care what we say. They don't care what we're trying to do.
Are we willing to abdicate our leadership in the world?
We have.
Are we willing to finally abdicate our leadership in the world to the Russians? Because the Russians, you know, when they went in there about the chemical weapons, Russia came in and said, no, we've worked this out. There's no more chemical weapons. We took them. Anybody knows is that you know, right there, and I said it then, is there's the end of our power in the Middle East.
And
I'm not saying it because I'm that smart. But I'm just saying is that having fought most of my life in the Middle East, that you kind of figure out what's going on over there. And it doesn't take, you know, obviously it doesn't take a genius to figure it out, but it's obviously far beyond Obama and his circle of inner advisors.
But, Carl, you're in a unique position because you're absolutely right. You have a knowledge of that area and the players that's very difficult for the average American to get a handle on. I mean, you talk about these people, and I certainly can't come up with, I have no knowledge of that, and I'm the first one to say it. What I do know is that our country used to be respected. When our president went to the UN, when it went to a country, and we said something, people listened. Now, they're not paying any attention to anything we're doing. We're the laughing stock of the world. How embarrassing and how sad is that to have gone that far in 6 years? Not that they didn't lay the groundwork up until that point. I'm not blaming it all on Obama. We've been going down this hill
for a long, long time. No, and the thing about it is, it's Obama. But President Obama, and he is, by the way, and I know you're not going to like to hear this, but he's done some good things for our country. I mean, parts of the Obamacare thing were good.
Okay,
good for our country.
I'm going to agree to disagree
on
that.
Well, okay, but I'm just saying is that it hasn't been a total wash. But here's the thing. Obama is like a spoiled child. As long as he keeps getting his way, then he's going to just keep getting worse. And the Republicans have handed it to him on a platter. We need to take a break. And Terry, we'll get to you as soon as these messages are over. And I understand, Trish, and I agree. You know you make me, but nobody is totally screwed up.
I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, October 16th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
The sound of a delicious wine. The sound of community awareness in the fight against breast cancer. Join KCNR and Westside Wine on October 15th for Think Pink Day. Stop by between 5 and 7 p.m. at Westside Wines, located at 1872 Buenaventura Boulevard, where Linda Bott will be our celebrity host, pouring glasses of rosé to benefit our local Think Pink organization. Bottles of rosé will be 30% off, and a percentage of all the sales that night will be donated to Think Pink. Come join us, a great local business, and support this amazing cause. You can help us spread the word about the importance of early detection. Save the date, October 15th. For more information, call Westside Wines at 941-1890.
Slow
down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We are discussing Syria. Good morning, everybody. It is about 11 minutes until 9 o'clock. Tomorrow, I keep saying Doug Moff is going to be on the show tomorrow, but you know, I haven't heard from his people.
People, so and maybe he is
I'm
or
gonna,
not.
Well, I'm going to send it out today, and before I put it on Facebook, look at Facebook and listen to the ads, because we'll tell you if he's going to be on tomorrow. But I think he's supposed to be. It's the first Friday of the month, and he's usually on that. And I've had so many great questions for him. I'm sure everybody else does, too. But let's go to
one of the main ones should be, why did he vote for that continuing resolution?
Well, that's the first one. And then the second one, of course, is who's he supporting on the new speaker? Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
He's supporting McCarthy, and the reason that he is, and nobody wants McCarthy.
How do you know that?
Because we were told it by his office.
Oh, he's supporting McCarthy.
Do I ever tell you anything I don't find out about first? We heard it straight from his office. We had a person called. We heard it straight from his Reading office. And the reason he's supporting this character is because they went to school together, and the reason for it is that basically more things can get done with the North State because he and Doug are friendly. They went to school together. You know, I'm just saying, you know, you guys, so much naivety going on. Trish,
it's
people
naivety.
Absolutely love you. I wish you'd run for office again. But getting back to what I wanted to really say, you know, Adolf Hitler built up the economy. He restored it, he restored Germany. So you could say he did good things too, and then he killed 10 million Jews. So to be talking about Obama did some good things is naive.
Everything he has done
is try to destroy the country.
If you don't come out and acknowledge things that are positive, then everything you say is negative. Then they say, oh, well, they never say anything that's positive. Well, he has done a couple positive things. He has done – the majority has been just horrible. But to say that everything he's done has been totally wrong – then kind of paints the wrong picture.
And you don't have to really say anything, and I'm not saying that you have the right to do whatever you want, but Hitler actually rebuilt Germany. When I was in high school, there was a foreign exchange student, a young gal from Germany, and she told people that even the German people were deceived because he did so many things that were good, and then he kills 10 million Jews. I mean, I'm just saying, good grief. I mean, you don't have to really say anything, but I think part of the problem we have is the naivety. It's even like the people we elect. We elect these people. We don't really know what they stand for. Even the thing with Doug. I mean, it's disappointing. It's just disappointing. He's not voting with his constituents at all.
But
and that's
know,
the way Gaines is, and that's why we're fixing to unseat Gaines.
But the point is, and that's it, they get back there and they get into the world, the realm of the negotiation, and they get into the rooms and they think they're going in there and they're throwing their weight around and they're making this and that and the other thing, and the Democrats are so good and have been for so long, they give nothing, but they leave there thinking, well, I showed them I got to keep my office. I got to be on this committee.
I got to keep my office.
I guess I showed them they can't push me around. And they walk out of there actually thinking they've accomplished something, and the Democrats get everything they want. They don't. When was the last time they said anything good about a Republican? When was the last time they gave Ronald Reagan credit for anything that he accomplished? Or George Bush? I mean, all we've heard for 6.5 years is everything that's wrong with America is the part of the Republicans.
And by the way, the
and
Syria,
it's part of capitalists and all that.
The Syria
so
problem,
why do we have to give them credit for anything?
The Syria problem is because of Bush.
Of course it is.
Anyway.
Everything that we that's wrong with
well,
this United
I tell you
States
what, Terry,
is wrong with it because of the Republicans.
Tomorrow, if Congressman LaMalfa comes on, and I hope he does, we can ask him that. So why are you supporting this guy?
You might want to ask him this, too, and very quickly. And that is that in Corning, when he was at a small town hall meeting in Corning, and Pete Peters was there, I was there, several other people, there were 60 of us there, he virtually said, well, the reason that he votes for the continuing resolution, the reason he does this is because if the government gets shut down, then the Republicans get blamed, and we get such bad press, we don't want that, end of quote. Really? Really? Okay, well, you know, we have to start standing up. And
no matter what we do, we still get bad press.
You know, but Terry, you know, the last time we shut it down was before the last election, and we swept through. So I don't think that's a good argument anymore.
I think
it's not my argument. It's his.
I know that, but I don't think it's a good argument because the last time it was shut down was before the last election, and guess what? The Republicans swept through
and won
big time. So I don't. I think that argument can be done in such a way if we were smart enough to put the bill into and say, hey, the only thing that's shutting down this government is President Obama refusing to sign it because we're defunding this one portion of the whole budget.
They need to turn it around.
Letter. There was a letter that was sent back there that 40 of them signed on to, and Doug wouldn't sign on to it. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you the disappointment. It almost makes you think. I mean, I don't know if this is true or not, but when they get back there, maybe there's something they have on all these guys. I don't know.
No,
I will tell you.
No, I don't know.
Don't even go there.
I mean, I can't explain it. Maybe someone else can. I can't explain it. But 4 votes in a row like that? I mean, what?
Well, here's the deal. And the thing you got to recognize is we have established these safe seats. Doug LaMalfa sits in one of them. The chances of him being unseated, short of out-and-out treason, in that seat as long as he wants it, or slim and none. Anybody that tries to run against him is going to be thwarted by everybody in the world. It's a Republican safe area. Unless the community, one by one, rises up throughout the district, and you're not going to get that support. He's got the farmers, he's got the ranchers, he's got all this, they get this, they get that. You're not going to do it. And they know that, so they go back there, and they do the best they can for the few people that they really represent and themselves. And that's just how it works. And until
you're saying Doug LaMalfa is not representing the majority of his constituents?
Not in my estimation. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right, Terry. Thanks for the phone call.
Yep.
All right. Well, Trish Clark.
You know, and it's sad.
I thought you were a LaMalfa supporter.
I will tell you that I had the same issues with Wally Herger in that seat.
Well, Wally, I never was sure what Wally was doing. I hadn't lived here that long.
I went into office in the city of Anderson at the same time that Wally Herger went into the Congress. We ran in the same election. I was very close with him, worked with him, a lot of his constituents, and Wally got back there and was on that safe seat forever. And he got to the point where, quite frankly, I didn't vote for him the last 4 or 5 terms. I can name many number of things where he could have been a great help to the communities up here, and he just absolutely would not go with it. And he just kept getting elected.
My address is carl@kcnr1460.com. Send me your questions. And either that or hop in the chat room.
Or call.
Because tomorrow, there's a lot of questions that the congressman needs to address here. And, you know, one of them is the continuing resolution, one of them is Boehner, one of them is, what's this other guy's name?
McCarthy. He's the heir apparent, part of the Washington cartel. Old Boehner thing.
It's just, well, if that's the case, and we need to have a long talk, and does he really feel like he's representing the majority of his constituents? Because how many people has he heard from? I mean, you hear from Terry, and you hear from Shasta Lantern and several others. But when you look at it, I mean, if it's 10 voices or 12 voices, I mean, but you've got other people that are supporting him. I mean, you know what? You're never going to please all the people, everybody.
And I understand
that. And you did the same thing. You told me before that you've had to vote for things that you really didn't agree with, but it was to help move the whole process forward, right? For something else.
Well, if there's an underlying reason that it's really good for the community. That's the problem, though. I can't see where any of these decisions he's making to keep that Republican in name only group, that Washington cartel that controls everything. Tell me why that's a good thing. We're not getting anything accomplished for this country. We're going down the drain. We elect them and they come here and they fight hard and we're going to get rid of Obamacare and we're going to turn this around and we're going to hold him responsible and we're going to defund this. How come he doesn't support the conservative wing like Ted Cruz and the people that get back there, Trey Gowdy, and those people that are back there and they're working and they're strong? Why doesn't he ever support any of the things they're doing? Why isn't he on that side of the ball?
Okay.
Who's he supporting for the Republican nominee?
They just said McCarthy.
No, that's.
For president. I don't know if he would even say that.
Probably not. He's going to support with you whoever gets the nominee.
Yeah,
because
you can't say.
And that'd be a good idea.
I mean, that's kind of like, you know.
Yeah. Why stick your neck out there? He's got enough people I'm angry about with him. Other things. I would like to know on the McCarthy thing because everything I've read, it tells me that that's just going to be more of Boehner. I mean, he's right in there in that circle.
That's what I've heard, too.
And what difference? There's a big push on to put Trey Gowdy in.
I kind of like that.
I like that a lot.
I want Trey Gowdy to be the Attorney General.
Well, there you go.
Whoa.
I mean, we've got some remarkable candidates out there running for president. But if we end up with Jeb Bush, okay.
Okay, we got to run. He is supporting farmers. Yeah, Philip Smith, he is. He's supporting farmers because that's where he's coming out of. But he should be supporting everybody. Farmers, ranchers, city people, all of us should be out there. And the majority of what people think up here.
Exactly. So,
okay. Hey, thanks, everybody. Thanks, Trish. Thanks, everybody in the day. Good chat room here today. Okay, tomorrow, hopefully, Congressman LaMoffin, we'll find out here in about 5 minutes as soon as I get off the phone and make a call. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The United States and Russia are holding talks on Syria. The goal is to make sure that U.S. and Russian forces don't fire on each other as both carry out airstrikes. Russia began bombing targets in Syria yesterday, prompting Defense Secretary Carter to reaffirm the U.S.-led mission in Syria will continue.
We intend to continue our air operations unimpeded.
Some Syrian activists claim that Russia's targets in Syria include rebels backed by the U.S. Flooding, the result of heavy rains, blamed for one death in South Carolina, and forecasters warn of an even more powerful storm that could hit the Carolinas before moving up the coast toward New England. There's also Hurricane Joaquin, which may impact the East Coast later in the weekend.
The models are struggling with exactly when and in what direction Joaquin exits the Bahamas in association with the effects of a big trough over the eastern U.S.